Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Infinite progression is concrete being." Close quote. Therefore, progress does not mean advancing from imperfection to perfection, from misapprehension to apprehension. It is not a going forward, as we actually think of that phrase, but it is mind unfolding itself infinitely, rising higher and higher. Infinity being its infinite self, clearing away the mist of ignorance, mortal mind destroying itself. Quote, "In obedience to the immutable law of spirit, this so-called mind is self-destructive. I name it mortal," close quote. Mrs. Eddy explains in Science and Health. The human being appears to progress when mind is unfolding as his consciousness through revelation and reason. Therefore, we are progressing in the degree that we are being the image of mind that knows no evil, knows only good, with no sense of the mortal or human as our consciousness. The appearance of human progress is really the disappearance of mortal mind or ignorance, rather than any more of God today than yesterday. Divine mind unfolding itself as our understanding of its infinite ideas appears progressively as improved beliefs or concepts, which we call healing or demonstration. But the improved belief or concept, the better sense world, is not the demonstration. The demonstration is mind's demonstration of its presence as our understanding of its ideas, and thus the disappearance of mortal mind with its diseases. The only thing one can demonstrate is one's unity with God, because that is all that is true. When we see that the improved belief is really a divine fact more perfectly understood and not an improved belief, we will meet the claim that an improved belief can retrograde. If one accepts the belief that one can go forward, one must also accept the belief that one can go backward. When one is healed, nothing has really happened to that one. There is just less of the mist or mortal mind, and more of the reality revealed. There can be no improved or corrected mortal mind, no better mortal mind here than there. There can only be less mortal mind because of less ignorance of God, or less absence of mind. Mortal mind does not disappear until understanding, which is the reality of all things, appears. In this connection, it is very helpful to study the scientific translation of mortal mind found in Science and Health, page 115, 19-5. Mind, though appearing as degrees of mind or many minds, is the one mind infinitely disclosing itself. There is no personal mind. either as a claim or as a fact. We have no mind which we alone possess. There are not many mortal minds, but one universal, impersonal claim which we call mortal mind, the suppositional absence of mind. There could not be the belief of many mortal minds, any more than there could be the fact of many divine minds. Mrs. Eddy says in Miscellaneous Writings, quote, "Whatever man sees, feels, or in any way takes cognizance of, must be caught through mind, inasmuch as perception, sensation, and consciousness, even in belief, is not physical or material." Close quote. It is not a seeing eye or a hearing ear. Awareness is mental and spiritual. All the circumstances, events, and experiences of our world are transpiring as our consciousness of truth or reality. Our present sense world is our realization or understanding of God. The same relative ignorance of God appears as the same limited or false sense of what is true. Thus, we have a common mind, the same claim of mind. We are relatively at the same point of spiritual discernment, or we would have no awareness of each other as we appear today. There would be no point of contact, nor would we apparently have the same sense world. Being, in belief, at the same point of spiritual unfoldment, what appears as your world appears as my world. What appears to be personal disease is impersonal disease. What appears as personal hate or resentment is impersonal hate and resentment. The one universal claim, mortal mind, mass mesmerism operating consciously and unconsciously as personal minds. Each so-called mind is its own universe. But the belief being mass mesmerism, it is the universe of all. Paul writes, quote, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man." Close quote. And no temptation befalling the mass, which is not common to you. We see or hear of murder, we feel or experience disease, none of which we were conscious of until they appeared, but which must have existed as conscious or unconscious thought, or they could not have appeared as our sense world. We are not apparently the murderer or the murdered, and we are not apparently the sick man, but we have a sense of both experiences. And whatever we have a sense of is appearing at the point of individual consciousness and no place else. All error must be handled as impersonal mortal mind, mass mesmerism, operating as personal sense. Until one awakens to the spiritual fact of the one mind, as revealed in Christian Science, one's universe continues to be the universe of mass mesmerism. We are as much the murderer as the murderer, and we are as much the sick man as he. One cannot experience evil, even in belief. One can sense it in belief. Man is functioning as mind, experiencing only good, even when finite sense testifies otherwise. Quote, eradicate the image of disease, murders, floods, earthquakes, etc., from the perturbed thought before it has taken tangible shape in conscious thought, alias the body, close quote, the textbook tells us. If we make a reality of the sickness, the murder, the murderer, through self-pity, horror, disgust, condemnation, fear, we do not prevent the sickness and the murder developing as conscious thought, alias the body. And it is thus that one perpetuates his present sense world. When one awakens to some perception of truth and identifies whatever he senses with the spiritual, which God knows, the healing of himself, and thus his sense world, because he himself is his world, of the disintegration and decay, the painful self-destruction of mortal mind, appearing as hate, envy, murder, disease, accidents, has begun. Proportionate to one's ability to see evil or error as false sense and not something occurring is one's freedom from painful chemicalization or painful progress. One becomes a law to himself and individualizes his world in the ratio of his understanding of truth. But so long as one senses error, error must be handled as impersonal mortal mind claiming to be our own individual consciousness. At this stage of spiritual discernment, we cannot rest on the assumption that the apparent unconsciousness of the error protects us from the errors appearing as our world, nor can we rest from our vigilance because an error appears to belong to someone else. The belief of being a human or a mortal is universal and impersonal, and today constitutes a constant, conscious or unconscious argument of limitation and disease. Therefore, the importance of continually turning to the one mind and through revelation and reason demonstrating this mind as our consciousness. The divine fact of omnipresence is demonstrated only in the degree that one is spiritually conscious, mind present as spiritual ideas. This is a conscious denial of mortal mind or the absence of mind. It is a putting off of the ignorance of God which determines our present sense world, what we see, hear, or feel. Remember, whenever an error appears in our world, it is really being uncovered as our conscious or unconscious thought, and is a demand upon us to heal ourselves only. Our leader says in the textbook, quote, disease being a belief, a latent illusion of mortal mind, the sensation would not appear if the error of belief was met and destroyed by truth. Close quote.